This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, if you weren't with me in the first hour, it's just another day that proves the insanity of the left, but they've never gone this far. As crazy as they were over Russian collusion, as crazy as they were over Trump's taxes, as crazy as Rachel Maddow and Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon and Morning Joe were and all the other things, nothing has ever approached this. It's new levels of hysteria that have never been approached in the history of the world over nothing. Trump released his transcripts. As I said the first hour, Trump's now released his transcripts, making him the most transparent president in history. Obama's never even released his college transcripts at Columbia with me as classmate. You know, and you could all say whatever you want, all you liberals. The reality is that Obama went to Columbia University with me and was never seen by anyone, ever, including professors. I interviewed the leading professor at Columbia for 40 years in charge of the history department. No one could graduate without going through his classes. And that professor never saw Obama, never had him in a class, never saw him signed into a class. That professor asked all the political science professors, and none of them ever saw Barack Obama. And they all said, well, how could he have gone here? It's the strangest story in the history of the world. He was president of the United States, never seen as a college student, even though he went on to be president. Nobody knew him. He made no friends. When they ask him about it, he says, I was like a ghost. Those were my years of being like a hermit. I hid in the library. It's the strangest story you've ever heard or seen. So Trump has to release a transcript of a private conversation with a world leader. And Obama gets away with no college transcripts. It's incredible. And then he's also opened a Pandora's box, because the other thing Obama has gotten away with is no one's ever seen transcripts of his conversation with world leaders. It's worth me saying again, what did Obama say to the mullahs of Iran? I want to know. What did Obama say to the Muslim Brotherhood leaders? What did Obama say to ISIS? What did he say to the Taliban when he was negotiating for the release in Iran of the ransom for the hostages? What did he say? When he was negotiating for, I don't remember what that guy's name was, it's on the tip of my tongue, the American soldier who was a traitor, and he traded away the five of the biggest ISIS terrorists in the world. Maybe it's Taliban, not ISIS. It was either Taliban or ISIS terrorists in the world who hate us and want to kill us, and he gave them back in return for a Bowie Bergdahl. That's the name in my mind, Bowie Bergdahl. What exactly did he say when he negotiated with them? I think it's all fair game now, and I want to know. Because my guess is, and again, see, unlike liberals, I never say he's a traitor. I never say I know he's a traitor. I say I think Obama was a traitor. I think that what Obama did is he threw America under the bus and he threw Israel under the bus every time he talked to world leaders, thinking that his conversations would never get out. As a matter of fact, it's wrong that they should get out, but it's wrong that Trump or anyone else should get out. Do you realize how insane the Democratic Party is? You want conversations between our president and world leaders to get out? Then what world leader will ever speak on the phone with our president, and how can they ever have a real conversation ever again? Explain that to me. They can't, ladies and gentlemen. They cannot. They cannot have a real conversation ever again, because they're always going to be afraid that their conversation will get out. You've just ruined everything in your hatred for Trump and your insanity and your Trump derangement syndrome. You've ruined the ability of the U.S. president to even have a conversation or a negotiation with another country. How does Angela Merkel talk to Trump? How does the new leader of U.K. talk to Trump? It's so crazy that no president could ever talk again on the phone. I don't even know if they could talk in person, because you got to assume you're being bugged always, everywhere. I mean, the way to make a point here is the guy who's the whistleblower should be arrested, prosecuted, and sentenced to 50 years in prison. Because he listened in, supposedly, on a conversation with the President of the United States. But wait a minute. He didn't listen in. It turns out he only heard about it, and he's a Clinton operative, and he's been with the Clintons, and he's got the Clinton lawyer representing him. So then he should be charged with fraud and put in jail for 20 years. And the guy you heard about the conversation from, who did tap the lines, that guy should spend 50 years in prison for being a traitor and listening in on a president's conversation. And, of course, Congress and Ukraine needs to investigate Joe Biden and all his dirty dealings. And it's all going to lead back to Obama. As sure as I'm standing here, it all leads back to Obama. Obama is a criminal. Obama knew about all this. Oh, Joe Biden didn't do this on his own. Obama absolutely knew about everything. Maybe directed it. Maybe got a piece of all of it. He certainly blessed it all like a mafia don. And you can't convince me because I have such common sense. I'm always right in almost every guess I've ever made. There's no way that Obama would have blessed Biden and Hillary, each making hundreds of millions of dollars with dirty deals, unless he got a piece of those deals. How naive can you be? Seriously, you'd have to be so naive to not understand that Obama had to get a piece of those deals. He had to. Nobody gives you a blessing and doesn't ask for a piece. What does the mafia say? I want a taste. I just want a little taste. Just give me a taste. Tribute. Just give me some tribute. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get some more news. My Doctor Suggests. Great people. Because if you're going to be a conservative activist, you want to be a healthy conservative activist. Not only do you want to be healthy and have lots of energy to fight the liberal scum and the commies out there, but also, on top of that, you want to live a long time so you can fight them for 50 years instead of 30 years. Or, by the way, I'd like to fight them for 50 years instead of 49. I'll take an extra year at the end of my life. By the way, how much would it be worth to have an extra year of your life? I just want to be healthy and have an extra year to fight the commie scum and be on the radio for another, 40 years instead of 39 or 38 or 37 or 27 or 12. Every extra year is a blessing from God. So when a company has a way to make you healthier, try it out. My good friends at My Doctor Suggests have something I know will be right for you. My Doctor Suggests has alkaline structured silver products. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. And they've done a great job for me with my voice. My voice is now a workhorse. Never miss a minute on the air. No colds in almost 4 years. Brain fog gone. One of my worst problems, brain fog in the morning, gone. I'd always work its way out, and then I'd be, sharp as a tack by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now I'm sharp as a tack at 6 in the morning when I wake up. And leaky gut syndrome gone. I don't get sick after I eat. I don't get tired after I eat. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT to save 20% off. Or just say to them, I'm a fan of Wayne Root. I listen to Wayne Root Show, watch Wayne Root Show, and you get 20% off. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. Or just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. If you're driving and you can't remember all that, you just email WayneRoot@gmail.com. Now, that's easy to remember. And you ask me about that great silver product or that great tax lawyer or that great, I've got so many great products here, the great gold company. Without even remembering the names of any of these companies, I'll just email you back and tell you how to contact them, phone number and email and website and all that. So the Trump pack, called Great America PAC, releases an ad urging Congress to launch an investigation of Joe Biden. Great America, one of the top super PACs supporting President Trump. They reportedly spent six figures to run the ad on Fox News Channel. They also launched a website, investigatebiden.com, which hosts a petition urging Congress to act. I think it's great. What does white privilege really look like? The ad begins. Weeks, white privilege, isn't that great? Weeks after Joe Biden visits China as vice president, his son secures a private $1 billion deal with the Bank of China. After Biden is named America's top diplomat to Ukraine, his son joins Ukraine's largest private gas producer with no relevant experience and lands another $1 million deal. And before Ukraine's top prosecutor can investigate the shady dealings of Biden's son, he gets the prosecutor fired and then brags about it. And then they feature Biden talking out loud. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting $1 billion. Well, son of a B-I-T-C-H, he got fired. Instead of another failed presidential witch hunt, House Democrats should investigate one of their own, Joe Biden. You know, I don't know if Trump did all this on purpose and he's destroyed Biden's life and his whole political career is done, or whether it was an offshoot of Democrats being insane. I think it was an offshoot of Democrats being insane. Even I don't think Trump is that smart that he laid this trap in advance for them. I think there was a whistleblower. I think they did think they were going to get Trump, and then Trump's reaction was to unload on them and turn the tables and boomerang it on Biden, and then Biden's career was ruined by brilliant maneuvering by Trump. I don't think he could have known this from the beginning. Either way, Biden is the collateral damage. Biden is done. When this ad starts running, Biden is done. Trump blasts Pelosi. She's lost her way. She's been taken over by the radical left. Trump met with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the UN in New York City on Wednesday. Entire meeting was televised. He also was asked about Democrat leader Pelosi, who launched impeachment. And Trump went off. He said, look, she's lost her way. She's been taken over by the radical left. She may be radical left herself, but she really has lost her way. I spoke to her about guns yesterday. She didn't even know what I was talking about. She's not interested in guns. I'll tell you what. Nancy Pelosi's not interested in guns and gun protection and gun safety. She's been taken over by the radical left, the whole Democratic Party. So thank you very much. My poll numbers have gone up. I don't really want them to go up for this reason. When you look at people, people are really angry at Democrats, really angry at the Democratic Party. He's right. Kevin McCarthy on impeachment says Democrats have lost their minds and the move will backfire on them in 2020, and clearly it already is. Backfiring big time. And then Trump also says Democrats are guilty of an impeachable event for pressuring Ukraine. Congressional Democrats communicate with Ukraine officials asking to participate in the investigation of the president. The Democrats, they went down to see the president of Ukraine. They asked him for all sorts of things. The Democrats urged Ukrainians not to cooperate with the Republicans and remain aligned with the Democrats as if it was a political war. We got them. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Oh, man, I get emails from Mayor Pete of South Bend. And his husband is the one sending the emails. Isn't that sweet? Don't you just want them to be the first couple? Aren't you just dying for them to be the first couple? Chasten Buttigieg, whatever the hell his last name is. It's from Chasten. I just can't wait to see America's first couple sticking tongues down each other's throats on national TV. It's just beautiful. Oh, my God. Will they be wearing spandex like they do at the gay parades? I don't know. I'm very pro-gay. I've always been nice to gay people. That doesn't mean that they don't act strange at gay parades. Come on. I've been to one, believe it or not. When I won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, it was Bob Barr as the presidential candidate, Wayne Root as the vice presidential candidate. I know Chris O'Sullivan's going to get a great kick out of this one. So we have a meeting, and they start announcing where they're sending us all over the country to campaign. And it gets to the San Francisco Gay Parade, and Bob Barr looks at me and he goes, I'm not going. I'm the presidential candidate. I'm sending you to the gay parade. So I had no choice. So I wound up on a convertible of one of the gay libertarian supporters standing on a convertible waving to the crowd of gay guys, many of whom were in like little tiny little Speedos with everything hanging out, kissing each other and tonguing each other. And I'm waving to the crowd looking at this and going, oh, my God. But I was nice to everybody. I'm always nice to everybody. I was very, very nice. And as you might imagine, the gay boys loved me. As you might imagine, San Francisco welcomed Wayne Root. They put out the red carpet for Wayne Root. They saw me coming and they hoped and prayed maybe, just maybe, we could turn him. Maybe. You never know. We love you, Wayne. We love you. And I thought they were great people. They really were. I didn't agree with their politics, but they were nice people. And that's the thing about America. I think black people are nice people. I think Hispanics are nice people. I think gays are nice people. I don't think Muslims are nice people. I was in a car in Dallas, Texas, at Glenn Beck Studios doing a TV commercial and a TV interview with Glenn Beck. about 5 years ago, and they ordered a car to pick me up and drive me back to the airport, and the driver was Palestinian. And we got into a long discussion. I told him I was a Jew. He told me he was a Palestinian. And we had a fantastic discussion. And when it was over, he dropped me at the airport. He got out of the car and hugged me. I swear to God. He hugged me and I hugged him. And we said there can be peace in the Middle East. If you only got to know people and you were up close and personal, most people are nice and most people get along with each other. It's as simple as that. And so I may disagree with you, but, you know, look, I have so many Jewish friends, and I just hate their politics, but I like them. I go out to dinner with them, and I say, just don't talk politics, because I love everything about you. I love having a two-hour conversation with you. I love sharing and breaking bread and sharing meal with you, but we can't talk politics, because your politics I hate. But I like you, so it's possible for peace in the Middle East. It's possible for peace in the world. Most people are nice. I get along with gay people just great. Newsmax TV is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. It's in 70 million homes, and of course, we just found out we're in Cox Cable starting November 13th. So if you live in Vegas, because Vegas is my flagship station, 790 AM, the great Edward Stoltz, by the way, founder of KBET, 790 AM, founder, operator, owner, great man, and was the first guy to give me my shot in radio. And up till now, the only way to get Wayne Root in Vegas was to either have Dish TV or DirecTV or listen on KBET 3 hours a day, afternoon drive. But now you can watch me every afternoon at 5 o'clock in Vegas, and also the whole Phoenix, the whole Tucson, the whole San Diego. They're, all the homes are basically Cox Cable, and we just got picked up by Cox Cable. So starting November 13th, Vegas, you can watch me on Cox Cable at 5 o'clock every afternoon. Same thing in San Diego, 5 o'clock, and then I know it's very confusing in Phoenix and Tucson because they have something to do with not doing daylight savings time, and so this time of year it's the same time, but as soon as the clocks change next month, they're going to be an hour different from us, so I guess I'm on at 6 o'clock in Arizona in the winter time and 5 o'clock, same time as Vegas in the summertime. But if you don't get my show and you don't get Newsmax TV and the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV on your cable system, wherever you're listening to right now, just contact Newsmax and they'll put you in touch with your local cable carrier. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. Call toll free and they'll connect you to your local cable system, the right office, and you can tell them I demand Newsmax TV. So go watch my favorite host, Wayne Allyn Root. In the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's absolutely free, 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 free to watch Wayne Allyn Root. The man who was at the Gay Parade in San Francisco in 2008. It was a moment that will live in infamy. The gays will never forget Wayne Root at the Gay Parade in 2008. And I will never forget what I saw. I was really scared. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Just talking off the top of my... Yep. Pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, talking off the top of my head as usual.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a press conference at the UN in New York, President Trump says if there's transparency for me, there has to be transparency for the Democrats.
But also insist on transparency from Joe Biden and his son Hunter on the millions of dollars that have been quickly and easily taken out of Ukraine and China. Millions of dollars, millions and millions of dollars taken out very rapidly. while he was vice president, and I think they should have transparency for that. I've informed the leader about that.
President Trump also hints again at a possible trade deal with China.
And they want to make a deal very badly. And it could happen. Could happen. It could happen. It could happen sooner than you think.
On that news, your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow closed up 163 points to close at 26,971. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The problem with liberals and snowflakes, they have no sense of humor. Conservatives have a great sense of humor. So as an example, I've got quite a few gay friends who listen to this show. And they're loyal listeners. And they have texted and emailed me and told me they were laughing their you-know-whats off. They were on the floor. They were laughing so loud at my little riff a minute ago. Because everybody's different. You got to learn to go with the flow, man, and enjoy the fact that you're different, you know? You got to enjoy it. Straight and gay people are completely different, and men and women completely different, and white people and black people are different, and Jews and Christians are different. Everybody's different. And some people have a little bit of what the other guy has. Some people have nothing of what the other guy has. But you can look at it and laugh without being racist, without being negative. You can do it in a positive way. You just laugh. Me at the gay parade, you got to laugh, man. Standing on a convertible and waving to the crowd while men are dressed with nothing but a Speedo and a pair of cowboy boots. And if you know me, and lots of people are smoking pot, and lots of people are drinking, and I've never drank in my life, I've never done pot in my life, I've never done a drug in my life, and boy, have I never been gay. So seeing me at the gay parade, man, that was a different experience. And my gay friends who listened to the show thought that was hilarious. It really was a good riff. And I want to mention, before I get to my guest, I want to mention there have been three, it's now switching to something serious. Three suicides on the USS George H.W. Bush in 1 week, according to the vessel's official Facebook page. And the cluster of death has shocked the Navy, raising new questions about why the suicide rate in the service has spiked in recent years. And just, I thought I'd bring it up because, you know, these are our heroes, man. These are the people willing to risk their lives and go to war and die or come back crippled to protect our rights. And they're committing suicide. They're not dying in battle. They're... And someone has got to ask the question, why? What's going on with the military? Why are so many people in the Navy and the Air Force committing suicide? I get the Army. If you're in a foxhole, you're in the infantry. I get the Marines, man. You're facing hell. But Navy hanging out on a boat, which is pretty cool, and you're not really facing direct fire, and you're not doing hand-to-hand battle with the enemy, and the Air Force is you know, in an airplane flying above the fray, flyboys with leather jackets and mirror sunglasses. What are they killing themselves for? Why are so many military committing suicide? It's bad enough your kid dies in battle, but committing suicide in the military? That's a disgrace that America's got to figure out real fast. All right, let's grab our guest, Hans von Spakovsky. He's a legal expert. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We want to ask him about this charade of impeachment, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. It actually now makes the Russian collusion look minor league compared to the idiocy of this one. Hans, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me back on.
How ridiculous is this? Seriously, am I wrong? Is there a president can't have a conversation with a world leader and say, hey, congratulations, you won your election. Great, man, we love you. We're fighting corruption here. I hope you're fighting corruption there. I want to find out. Get to the bottom of what happened with my American vice president. This guy Biden, man, is it true that he did all these dirty things? You got to find out for me. That's a crime?
No, it's not. And there was no smoking gun in the transcript of Trump's conversation with the president of Ukraine. Here's the key thing. You can read through that entire conversation. Unlike what's been claimed, Trump did not directly or even indirectly threaten to withhold aid to Ukraine unless it conducted an investigation. No, he simply expressed his great support for Ukraine. The Ukrainian president thanked him. And then he said, and he mentioned two things. One, he mentioned his concern over CrowdStrike. Remember, CrowdStrike was the organization that looked at the hacking of the DNC computer. And I'm sure the president mentioned that because, remember, there were rumors that in addition to the Russians hacking into the DNC, that there may have been some Ukrainians involved. Now, wouldn't you think that if the president is asking the Ukrainian president to look into that, were there Ukrainians involved in hacking into the DNC computer, wouldn't you think the Democrats would approve of the president asking for that to be investigated?
Should be. They should approve of it because their money got ripped off and our money got ripped off. Someone needs to check on it. But let me ask you a different question, Hans. If an American politician and political leader cheats and rips people off on foreign soil, how would you really get to the bottom of it without asking the foreign country's leader to get to the bottom of it? You can't. You know, how can the Americans study what went on in Ukraine? You need the Ukrainians to study what went on in Ukraine, correct?
Yes, and it is an absolutely legitimate inquiry by the president to ask the Ukrainians to look at what the then Vice President Biden did. Remember, there's videotape of Biden admitting that he threatened to withhold a $1 billion loan guarantee unless they fired a Ukrainian prosecutor. Well, what was that Ukrainian prosecutor investigating?
He was investigating
the fact that a Ukrainian energy company had put Biden's son on its board. Biden, who has absolutely no experience whatsoever in that area, you know how much they paid him? $3.1 million over 16 months.
Right. Insane. I mean, anybody with a brain can see it's corruption. Anyone with a brain can see something's wrong. As a matter of fact, forget about the $3 million. My understanding is, at least Giuliani said, there's $1.8 billion missing from that company that he was on the board of directors of, Biden's son. So where's $1.8 billion? Some of it must have gone to Biden, right? Or Biden's son, anyway.
I don't know, but the point is, the president
has a right to ask.
He has a right to ask about this. He didn't make any threats of any kind. And, look, everybody's talking about what was in there, but, you know, the worst thing about this is that publishing that transcript damages the ability of the president to have frank conversations with world leaders, which is which is not good for us. And remember, the stories about the supposed whistleblower claimed that the whistleblower said that the president was asking for campaign contributions in that phone call. Well, we know that's not true. So what does this mean? Well, the president has a lot of mistrust of the intelligence community because of everything that's gone on. Well, now he's going to mistrust them even more because of this nutty complaint filed by the supposed whistleblower, who, by the way, heard this secondhand or third hand. And now he's going to mistrust the intelligence agencies even more, which does what? Well, it damages our national security if the president doesn't believe he can rely on our intelligence agencies.
Well, my question is, first of all, I've said this throughout the show today, Hans. We're talking to Hans von Spakovsky, the legal expert, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, who's our trusty go-to legal guy, and understands the Constitution, understands what's criminal, what's not for the President of the United States. Hans, I said this on the show today. First of all, it's horrible what just happened because, you know, how is any president ever going to have a conversation ever again with any world leader without everyone knowing it's all being taped and it's all being spied on and it's all could be leaked and released and they could all look like fools or they could all go to jail for what they said? So that's number one. But number two, doesn't this now open the door? See, I'm a guy who's fair. Fair is fair. President Trump just released transcripts of a conversation with a world leader. Why shouldn't I be able to go back now, Wayne Root, and maybe I'll go through Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch and say Wayne Root is an American citizen and I have standing. I am demanding all of Obama's conversation with the world leaders, all the transcripts be made public, because I have heard that Obama sold us out and put us under the bus, America and Israel, when talking to the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. I demand the conversations. And Obama sold us out and threw us under the bus when he was talking to the mullahs of Iran. I want the John Kerry and the Obama conversations with the mullahs of Iran. If you think Trump's bad, what do you think an Obama would say in a private conversation with Muslim leaders about Israel? Don't I have a right to hear that? That's what I'd like to hear from you. Why wouldn't I have a right to hear it if everyone thinks they all had a right to hear Trump's conversation with the leader of Ukraine?
Well, if Democrats think that we have a right to hear what Trump said, well, then obviously, yeah, we also have a right to hear what the prior president said. But, in fact, they are wrong about that. On the other hand, remember, we know what Obama said to the Russian leadership. Remember, he didn't realize that the microphone was still on. Don't worry, I'll be able to do all kinds of things once I'm elected.
Right. So we know. Can you imagine what he would say in private? I know. It was in public, and he thought it was private, but he was whispering. And my question is, when you're on a conversation as president to president, you got to assume nothing you say will ever get out. So who knows what he said under those circumstances? Maybe he said, "Hey, Putin, I hate America. Screw America," and he sold us out. I want to know what Trump, or excuse me, what Obama said. How would I get to the bottom of that? How could Wayne Root, as a private citizen, maybe go through Judicial Watch and maybe a Freedom of Information Act? Could I demand to see transcripts of Obama's discussions with the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, no, you couldn't, because the Freedom of Information Act does not apply to conversations that the president has with world.
So how did this guy do it? That's what I'm trying to understand, why some people are more able to get stuff than others. Who's the guy that leaked this stuff? And who are all the people demanding it? Why can't I demand Obama's conversations?
Well, they can demand. Look, what happened here is the president, you know, on his own initiative decided he wanted to try to nip this in the bud by releasing it. I mean, that's what happened here. But on the other hand, think about what actually happened. Nancy Pelosi holds her press conference and announces, yeah, they're going forward with an impeachment inquiry. She did that based supposedly on this conversation, this Ukrainian president conversation with Trump. But she did it before the transcript was even out.
Yeah.
So what they don't care what the facts are.
No, the facts have nothing to do with anything the Democratic Party talks about. They're just hysterical, and they're scared, and they're desperate because they can't beat Trump. And they're going to lose a lot worse now. Oh, the average American is in shock at what idiots the Democratic Party is. Hans von Spakovsky, legal expert, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Great to have you on. Thanks for always being there for us, Hans.
Sure, thanks for having me.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allen Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get into the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years. And the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising at between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. So call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, and the CEO of Swiss America, Dean Heskin. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or 800-289-2646 or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. Free special report, free video, 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Root, and it's a free call. So what do you have to lose? The answer is nothing. Get in on the hottest financial instrument in the world today, which is gold and silver. Matter of fact, let me look right now. I just want to see. I didn't notice today what happened to gold and silver. Hold on. So gold was up just a little bit today. It's sitting at $1,513, up just a little bit. Silver sitting at $18 an ounce. Gold at $1,513 an ounce. Like I said, it's been up over $200 in just the last 60 days. Although I could update this ad now. It's probably the last 90 days. It's now been up $200 an ounce. And in the last gold market, it took 4 years. Wow. And that's because China's buying like crazy. Central banks are buying like crazy. Other news, Elizabeth Warren passes Biden in a new nationwide poll. What a surprise. Biden's done. He's never going to be the nominee. He's the Jeb Bush of 2020. Why does no one get that? Being ahead early means nothing. Everyone thinking he'll be the nominee means nothing. It was never going to be Biden. Democrats don't want a white old man, number one. And number two, the corruption is too much for him to overcome. Now he's dead with that. And number three, he's senile. He's certainly showing early signs of senility. A new national survey shows Elizabeth Warren now sitting atop the 2020 Democratic field. And this comes after a pair of polls reported her leading in the first two primary states. 27% of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents polled by Quinnipiac, who I hate, who I think is a fraud when it comes to Trump, but they're probably very honest when it comes to Democrats. They oversample Democrats when they're polling about Trump. But when they're polling Democrats, you can't oversample Democrats. You're only polling Democrats. So 27% of Democrats said they favor Warren, 25% Joe Biden. And even though it falls within the survey's margin of error, Biden's formidable lead over the rest of the field has crumbled since the last Quinnipiac national poll in August, which showed him with 32 and Warren with 19%. Good job, Elizabeth Warren. I love it. Go get it. We want you to get the nomination. You think Wainwright's crazy, huh? Why would Wainwright be rooting for Elizabeth Warren? Because Elizabeth Warren is a crazy, radical, extreme communist who scares the bejesus out of everyone in America with common sense, and every CEO in America and all of Wall Street, who are mostly liberals. They hate her with a passion. Scares the bejesus out of them. And she's hated by, or should be hated by, everyone who's got a SEP IRA or an IRA account or a pension fund. She will destroy the stock market. She will destroy real estate. She will destroy the U.S. economy. She will destroy jobs. We will go into a massive recession the next day. So why am I rooting for her? Because she'll get killed by Trump. She's dead. I mean that in a political sense, of course. Don't misquote me, Right Wing Watch. Got to be careful with every word you say. You know what? I want to thank Right Wing Watch. You should put this out, Right Wing Watch. I want to thank you because you're such horrible people, and you have hired people to listen to every word of a three-hour show and write down everything controversial I say and take it out of context. I have to be so careful. I watch every word, and I owe it to you. You've toughened me up. It's really good that you've done this to me because now I watch every word. And, not too many get through, but, of course, you find one a month that gets through. I'll try and get it to the point where not even one gets through anymore. But, of course, if not one got through, the show would be boring. And if the show was boring, nobody would listen or watch. And it's number one, it's number one, it's number one in everything I do. Don't you ever wonder why I'm number one in everything I do? Because I'm interesting, because I'm exciting, because I say things that are on people's minds that they don't dare say themselves. So sometimes that sounds a little wild, sounds a little fun, sounds a little entertaining, and also sounds a little wild, crazy. But it's always what's on everyone's mind. It's certainly what's on my base's mind. I talk about the topics that you don't get from average conservative talk shows, and you certainly don't get from the mainstream media. Certainly don't get from the New York Times, Washington Post. You don't get it from NPR. Here's a headline, NPR. Democrats think Trump's base is too stupid to support impeachment. Can you imagine? Too stupid to support impeachment. Folks, you have no idea how stupid you are on the left. You have no idea how dumb you all look now. You made such a big mistake. Again, you have no idea. They actually think we're dumb because we don't support impeachment for a simple phone call where he has a nice casual conversation with the leader of Ukraine. And we don't, why would we want the United States to investigate massive corruption and billions stolen by the Biden crime family? Why would we want that? I mean, we must be stupid to want that. Liberals are just terrible people. Just the evil man. I'll be right back. Wade Allroot, Newsmax TV, coming up right now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Say.